And we had a circus in the town. Yeah. Me and my mates was having a walk around, you know, see if we'd see anyone famous.
Mm.
And we see what we thought was a coconut on the floor.
Right.
So we started kicking it about, and then on closer inspection, we found it was a monkey's head.
Oh, a monkey's head?
Well, we went and told this bloke who was one of the circus workers, and he just said that it had been eaten by one of the lions earlier, and it just walked away.
No.
Yeah, straight
up. Now, hang on. It's good enough that you were going to play with a coconut. I think that's quite good.
Yeah.
I didn't want to hit it. When did you discover, was it clearly a monkey's head?
Well, I mean, when we booted it, and it was like quite heavy.
Mm.
It was on closer inspection. It definitely was there.
You could see features on it, could you?
You could see its mouth and its teeth and that.
Oh, its teeth! If it had teeth, it probably was a head of some sort.
Which I was saying, not a coconut.
No, not a coconut.
That's probably science.
Yeah, a lion had eaten it, but
yeah.
Like some people you don't eat the right end of asparagus, or like you know, the bit of a pineapple you don't eat, or whatever, or that little bit at the end of a banana, which I still worry about. Well, you never know what to do with. Having got rid of the skin, you sit down in front of the telly again. Oh, I'm going to have to put that somewhere else. I'm going to put that little bit of an iron rod in the bin. So, you're saying the lion, Brer Lion, giving him some snack, decided I never eat the head. It just left it on the ground.
I felt a big tub. We were just strolling around by the fence.
And you found a monkey's head.
How long did the game go on?
About 4 seconds, I think.
No, but once you found out it was a monkey's head, did you continue?
We had one more kick, and then we walked off.
Just one. I would have saved it. Did anybody ever come across a monkey's head again? I would have saved that.
Yeah, it's finding a jar big enough to put it in.
No, you don't need a jar. Just leave it on the side.
Yeah.
It will become atrophied and after a while mummified. And it didn't have a little bellboy's hat on it, I suppose, did it? A bellboy's hat, and then you would have known it was a monkey's head, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and the monkey is the most entertaining of all animals, and that's what we like the best.
I would have taken it. Monkeys, despite the protestations of people these days who get fussy about animals.
What's the function of a monkey?
The function of animals is to cheer human beings up.
And the most funny and entertaining of all the animals is the brown monkey.
Cheer us up, and it's a very funny
Carl Lane, this is my voice. Get used to it, Carl.
That's a very, very funny thing.
Carl Lane is so up for the little floppy animal. I heard it interview last Christmas on national radio station. Carl is very against Christmas, not because he's
not. Against Christmas as well.
Most miserable woman on Earth.
Oh, really? I've seen most of the sitcoms when I come back. I didn't know it actually lived like that.
Carl, I understand that you don't celebrate Christmas. No, I find it's appalling human beings behaving like that. Do you have any concession to Christmas? Yes, I do. I put a holly wreath on my front door.
That's my Christmas card.
No, it's in memory of all turkey slaughter.
That's what she said. No.
Yeah. That's exactly what she said.
Oh, balmy. Balmy. Oh, well, you're watching the time. Cheer up. The time, the place in the week, and there was a load of students on there, and some girl with the old purple hair, and the half ton of whites in the bottom lip, and all that. Says, well, I just find the whole Christmas thing so hypocritical, because, you know, they've since proved that Jesus was actually born at Easter time, so what's it all about?
And actually, you have a great time. Even John Staple, and aren't you being a bit miserable?
Sure, not really. It's the rest of the country being hypocritical.
That's probably when I'm playing the Radiohead album over and over and over
again. Carl Lane likes Radiohead.
No, I'm sure loves Radiohead. What can I say about an album that's better than my series, Butterflies?